The following foods that are bought from a guy are mutter to eat. Chala shechol b'gai v'yithro re'eu. Milk that was milked by a guy and Yithro was watching him milk it. Now, even if Yithro was sitting down when he was watching him and cannot see him from a sitting position, if he would be able to see the guy if he would stand up, the milk would be mutter, as in such a case, the guy would be afraid to mix in chala from a behema tmeh. Bag bash, honey bought from a guy, is mutter. As it is not the dare to put wine into honey, as wine would ruin the honey. And even if the honey is cooked by the guy, it would be mutter for Yithro, even though foods cooked by a guy are usser. But foods that could be eaten raw, even if the guy would cook it, it would be mutter, and fash could be eaten raw. And clusters of grapes that are bought from a guy, even though there is liquid dripping from the grapes would still be mutter. This liquid is not considered yain, and so too the liquid that are dripping from the grapes would not be machsher food to make a roy makabel tuma. As foods are only makabel tuma if a mashke goes on it, but it has to be merusa, and you have to want the mashke to be there. Now the mashke that's coming from these grapes are not merusa, and since he does not want to squeeze the grapes and make wine out of them, he has no need for the mashke coming from them, and since he does not want the mashke on the grapes, the mashke are not machsher the grapes, and the grapes would not be makabel tuma unless some different mashke would fall on them. And pickled foods that are bought from a guy are mutter if the derech is not to put in wine and vinegar into these pickled foods. Vitris she'ena trupa. And a fish called tris, which is a kosher fish, if it is not cut into small pieces, it would be mutter. And since it is cut into large pieces, it would be discernible if a dug tomato was mixed in with the tris. Vitsir she'yesh badaga. And brine that is bought from a guy that has a duga, a small fish called a kilbis, swimming in the brine. And this fish, kilbis, is formed from tsir, from a dug tar. So since we see the dug kilbis in the tsir is obviously from a dug tar. Va'ala shachiltis, and the leaf of a chiltis plant is mutter, as opposed to the chiltis itself, which cannot be bought from a guy, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. V'zeitim gluskos hamugul golem. And olives that were pickled for a very long time and became very soft, our mutter, we're not afraid that the guy mixed in wine with these olives. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hashluchen Asurim. Rabbi Yossi said that if the olives became so soft that when you pick up the olive, the pit slips out, in such a case, the olives would be asur, if we're afraid that it became very soft from wine that was mixed into it. Hachagavim Habam Min Asulula Asurin Min Aheftik Mutar. Kosher grasshopper that are bought from a guy and they're in a basket, and you buy them from the basket inside a store, the grasshoppers would be usur, as the derech is to put wine in the grasshoppers. But if you bought the grasshoppers immediately after they were taken out from the heftis, which means storage, they would be mutter, as they don't put wine in the grasshoppers while they're in storage. They only put the wine in the grasshoppers after they are put in the basket and ready for sale, so therefore it would be mutter in such a case. V'chein l'truma. And we also make this distinction by truma, which is that a kohen that it is suspect that he sells food which is really truma, and he makes pretend that it is not truma. If the kohen is selling this food from a basket in front of him, in such case he cannot buy the food from the kohen, as we're afraid the food is really truma. But if he immediately had taken them out of the storage, we're not afraid that the kohen is selling truma, and the kohen would be afraid to sell truma straight from the storage, as he'll think maybe the chachamah will find out what he was doing and would answer his whole storage, so he would not take the chance. So therefore, you can buy food from a coin if he had immediately taken them from storage. Sechel Avodazara, Peret, Gimel, Mishnah, Halef, Kot, Lomim, Asurim, Mipnei, Shehem, Nevadim, Pamachas, Bishana, Zivri, Rabbi Meir. All statues made by Goyim are also Bana, because there are some statues that are worshipped once a year, according to Rabbi Meir, even though most statues are not worshipped as an Avodazara. Since there are a few statues that are worshipped as an Avodazara, all statues are also. As Rabbi Meir holds, Chashinat, Lamir. You have to be concerned that maybe this statue is one of the meal, one of the few that is worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. But Chachamim remain a lasser el kol sheyesh biyado makal o tzipor o kadol. The Chachamim argue, they say the only statues that are asur bana are the statue that has in its hand a stick or a bird or a ball. And the Brayis and the Gemara adds also if it has in its hand a sword or a ring or a crown, those statues are asur bana, probably they are worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, but a regular statue is mutter, and even these statues are only utter if they are at the entrance of the city or of the Medina. Now, that which statues are mutter by now, according to the Chachamah, if it's not holding one of these things, that's only if the statue is in a big city. But if it's in a small village, it would be utter by now. As in a small village, they don't usually put up a statue just for noi, just for decoration, so probably they put up a statue for an avodah zarah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer kol sheyesh biyado kol davar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says any statue that has anything in its hand is asur b'hana. Even if it doesn't have one of the things mentioned by the Chachamim, it would still be asur b'hana. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that a statue that has anything in its hand is probably an avodah zarah.